405-275-7771.
Education. Entertainment. It's Edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Hey, we're back.
Hello.
Michael, when I push these buttons, yeah. The mics come on.
Yes.
Live radio happens right at that moment.
Hey, and unless you're Amish, you probably want to deal with the... Actually, the Amish got to return this...
They do
taxes,
too?
Yeah, never mind. Before we went to break, we have Scott Gilbrunson from Intuit on with us, the fine folks at TurboTax.
Very nice.
The folks that created Turbo, or actually bought it and turned it into TurboTax.
Merged it or something.
Quicken, QuickBooks, you know, the stuff that makes our financial world so wonderful.
Yeah.
So, Scott. So, Scott.
Yes.
Pushing button.
No, I was told to leave my hands off the button.
I know. Aaron's got us handled. I've heard people praise the whole e-file thing, but say, I'll never, because I don't trust the internet, I'll never do my taxes online, but I'll e-file, because e-files is safe. But this whole thing about where you go to a website and actually do your taxes online, there's no way I'd do that. So explain to the folks... What the difference is there, if there is any, and then what you guys do from a security standpoint to ensure that it's not a problem.
Sure. Well, I mean, there are differences when you're taking, for example, you use a desktop product like TurboTax, and you prepare your return and then you e-file. You're sending the return and your tax data encoded through us, through Intuit, through our servers onto the IRS. There is no way to directly file with the IRS. Because their systems are set up so that if you were able to direct file, it'd probably be like reading Chinese for most of us. So you have to e-file through a third-party provider, or through, I should say, a gatekeeper. And in that case, it's Intuit. Now, if you're using, for example, TurboTax on the web to prepare and then e-file your return, there's really no difference because either way, the tax data has to go through a company like ours or a company, another company in the tax preparation business. And so there's not a real huge difference there. There's a perceived difference, I think, for people who still are somewhat uncomfortable with managing some of their financial lives online. They figure, heck, if I'm going to go on, you know, what happens if there's a hacker and so on? But in reality, it's very safe. And in fact, it's probably more safe than printing out a paper return and sticking it in your mailbox. Because we all know that identity theft is a growing problem in America.
No. My mailbox is secure.
Yeah, of course it is.
That cool that guy with the really white legs and those shorts that shows up to put mail in it every day. I mean, isn't that secure?
Well, I'll tell you. If you read any stories about identity theft, you know that most often occurs in mail transfer, and that's not to indict any of the people at the post office, but certainly it's a growing problem. And It's just a perception issue. I think people, if they understand that when you're filing your taxes or preparing them on the web, you're dealing with 28-bit SSL encryption, which is, you know, military-grade stuff, and it's the same thing your bank uses. So if you're already checking your balance online and doing all of that, you know, you're pretty much already using it. And so the next jump in preparing your taxes and getting paid, it's very safe. Very
you know what I found cool about doing it on the web? This is the first year I've actually done mine online versus having the product. You know, in past years, I've had the product, I've done my taxes, at the end of the year, I saved the little file. Next year, I can just import that file, and it makes my life much easier. Except for when you buy a new computer and forget to pull that data off. And one of the advantages I found about doing it online is I can store the stuff at Intuit's site so that next year, even if I switch computers or if I do it from a different place, it doesn't matter, I can just kind of come back and pull in the previous year's information to make my life that much easier.
Yeah, how long does Intuit hang on to? I understand that's mandated by the IRS, right? How long you hang on to that data?
Yeah, well, as far as the data that goes through to the IRS, so e-filed returns, and I'll make a key distinction there. E-filed returns, we have to store those for 3 years. We cannot access the data, but we have to have that so that if the IRS ever came to us and said, hey, you know, we need this batch of returns that was filed on this day 2.5 years ago, we have to be able to give them that information. So the IRS mandates, if it was up to us, we wouldn't keep anything because we believe the customer is entitled to their privacy. But we have to keep those. And as far as your tax return, like you just mentioned, you did your taxes on the web, and thank you for that. We keep that information, but even no one inside our company has access to it. It's password protected. and only the taxpayer can access it. And you're right, you can then transfer everything in. If you do switch PCs or just hard drives even, it's stored there, but you can also back it up to a CD-ROM if you want.
All right, Scott, hang tight. We're going to a news break. We got lots more about tax software. Stay tuned.
Compare Lincoln Town.